Welcome to Simple Tips to Support Yourself, the podcast series that's here to help you master the art of adulting without losing your mind. Each episode will dive into simple, practical tips from the Fresh Starts experts on how to tackle life's daily obstacles with a little less chaos and a little more confidence. Whether it's figuring out finances, tackling that never-ending laundry pile, or even learning how to make a doctor's appointment without breaking into a cold sweat, we've got you covered. So grab your coffee and get ready to learn, laugh, and maybe even feel like you've got this whole being an adult thing under control. Let's do this together, because here at Fresh Starts, you never have to adult by yourself.
Hello, everyone. We are Just Be LLC. I'm Brianna.
And I am Erica.
And we are home professional organizing experts. And we make sure that you are able to live in your space comfortably, tidy, and be able to relax and just be.
Amazing. Okay. So we get this question from a lot of people, and it goes something like this. My space feels really cluttered and I don't even know where to begin. How on earth do you begin to declutter and organize your space when you feel super overwhelmed?
So yes, Olivia, that is a great question. It's one of the questions we get often. Where do I start? How do I start? And you hit the nail on the head with decluttering. We're going to give you a few quick tips, but we always ask people, how do you want your space to feel? What will be one of the easiest things to ease your stress first? Because decluttering is the first step to freedom in your home and in your life. People are letting items that they don't really want take over their space, their mind, their peace, their energy, and they don't even realize how much stuff holds weight. Studies actually show that the amount of stress that families, especially women, experience are directly related to the amount of stuff that they have accumulated in their homes, in their space.
Yep. And one of the next tips is to focus on your values. These values, they're personal to you. They guide you in making decisions, how you want to feel. You can fall in love with it again and with the area that will ease your stress the quickest. Instant gratification is a booster. Is it when I first walk in the door, I'm instantly overwhelmed? Is it, I don't even want to sleep in my bedroom because it's just too much stuff in there, right? Pick that area so that when you walk into it, you immediately feel a sense of calmness and stability within your own space. And our third tip would be, there are areas of your home that are clutter magnets, the bedroom chair, your point of entry, that counter or dresser, whether it's where you put on your jewelry or your makeup, those kind of things are just not often used storage areas. That bike that we're all supposed to ride that just, you know, is there taking up space, hanging clothes on. Start with those kind of spaces and you might immediately start to feel some small senses of gratification.
Yes. Also, a very important thing to address, where to start is why the clutter came to be in the first place. You know, the decluttering part is aesthetic. It is a quick motivation for you, but if you don't address the why, how did things get the way they are? You're just going to be decluttering in circles and you're going to be back where you were before. So it's understanding and being intentional about the things that we purchase and why, how we live our lives. Again, touching back on your values. Are you welcoming things into your home and accepting gifts and little small packages that you really don't want? That also goes into generational things. You know, older parents and grandparents like to pass down some of those things that they've had in their homes. And it really is knowing the comfort of your own home, what you want your home to be, and creating those boundaries and addressing that why. That's the first, one of the first.
Yeah. and some quick important tips for us all to remember as we declutter. One, be ready to change. If you're not ready to change, it's going to be hard to let things go or repurpose them, even gift them to a friend or a senior center or your church or someplace like that might help you feel a little bit better about not per se tossing it out, right? Because we never want to be wasteful. But that's going to be your first key to success. Mm-hmm. Forget perfection. Go at your own pace because it's your space. The only person that has to be pleased by it is you. Make your home easy to manage so that tidying doesn't take hours. If you just do quick little things, I don't know, maybe eat on paper plates that day, right? So their cleanup is really quick and easy. I don't bake a thing without putting foil in the pan first. That way it's less mess and my cleanup is super, super easy. So just do little things to help you, you know, in your process along the way. And if you see stuff that's obvious trash, throw it away. Don't let the mail pile up. Go through it right at the trash can. I know it's easier said than done, but if we start to put these tiny little things into practice, it certainly makes our lives easier. And just create a habit of regular decluttering. I know that I have worn a minimum of 5 pairs of shoes probably in a week, and they're all probably at the front door. So on Friday or Saturday, I'm putting all those shoes away, right? Or I am re-wearing some of those same shoes, so I'm not adding to that pile. And just notice how you feel after doing it, and let that alone be your motivation to just kind of get going and keep going.
And yes, you know, one of the other things that clients ask us or in our consultations, do I have to throw all my stuff away? Are you going to come in and make me throw everything away? So decluttering is a lot more than just throwing your stuff away. It is a powerful first step to creating calm and freedom in your life. It is seeking clarity versus satisfaction from your stuff. It is eliminating piles of indecisions. Clutter is a pile of delayed decisions. And so we want you to think about that and make it a mindset shift. And remind yourself also that you are not lazy or irresponsible. Life is life, and sometimes things happen, but you want to reprogram that overconsumption mindset. And then remember, decluttering is a way to forgive yourself. It is stress relief and it is self-awareness.
Wait, can you repeat that? I love what you just said. The clutter is a pile of delayed decisions. That's like profound.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, when you, like Erica said, when you come in the door, the point of entry, you drop your keys, you drop your purse, you drop your mail, you drop your shoes, you drop your jacket, and then it's on to cooking the meal or doing homework or onto something else. And if that happens day after day after day, also, if you are, say, accepting items from a family member who is downsizing their space, or if they have recently moved and they're trying to clear out their area, they tend to dump that on maybe a younger family member or someone who is just getting a, you know, starting a family. And so when those things pile up, you say, I'm going to deal with that later. Or if you've just moved, we know people, we've served people who are still working out of boxes 4 or 5 years later after they have moved, post-moved. And so that accumulation of things at entry point or accumulation of stuff from family or boxes from moving, those are delayed decisions. And so those delayed decisions turn into clutter, which turns into stress, which then turns into family conflict and overwhelm. And then they're calling us.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love your theories on this. I absolutely think it's wonderful. I can't wait for your TV show. So if somebody's listening to this and if somebody's listening to this and they would like to work with you both, how can they do that?
So, yeah, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Just Be Nola,
www.justbenola.com. And then we have a contact form in some of our magazine feature articles where they can learn more about us. That's on our website, and they can learn you know, see some of our photos and stuff there too.
Yes. And you can obviously find Branna and Erica at freshstartsregistry.com and the expert guide. And you have some other podcast episodes there and some other good stuff. So if people want to get a you know, an idea of who you are before they get in touch with you, there's some a lot of tips and advice from you already out there in the world. This is wonderful, wonderful advice. I have one last question for you before you go. Somebody is listening to this and they're like, I really want to declutter, but I live with somebody that doesn't know how to or doesn't want to declutter. How can you kindly ask the people that you live with to maybe be included in that decluttering?
One of the things we experience a lot is once the decluttering starts to happen in whatever said area it is that we are working with an individual or a family in, it's contagious. Once they see how you're living, how your space, wow, it's really neat in that section of the closet or on that side of the bedroom, right? It's one of those things where the action of it taking place already by you, the person that actually wants to do it, is enough. In most cases, we have not seen it where it has not contributed to or extended to the family members. Even the kids, they'll start coming out of their rooms with, well, I don't play with these toys anymore, so these can go.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, hey, that maybe could mean because they're expecting a trip to Target after that, right? And to get new toys.
That's my kid.
But it almost always spurs some action. But we too try to share the possibility of the repurposing of the items, right? Especially when we work with a lot of male clients or male counterparts, right? To the family serving. It's such an underserved group of people with regards to donations and just suits for dressing up.
Interesting.
So there's always a way for everybody to be involved.
Yeah, we're going to have you back on to talk about that. That's interesting.
Because we are, in addition to that, one of the things that we have been talking about a lot lately is environmental wellness. So not like outdoor environment, like climate, but your indoor environment. Like it really is a touch of wellness in your life. And so just letting people know that you're taking away time to have fun with family because I'm managing everything that's going on in the house. So kind of getting, you know, you want to play with mom, but mom has to declutter this kitchen from last night. So, you know, just kind of thinking like that too.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much for being here. And if anybody would like to get in touch with Brianna and Erica, you can go to Fresh Starts and their website. And always a pleasure to see you both and chat with you. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Olivia. Fresh Starts.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. A Fresh Story podcast is produced by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to begin again, from home items to hype team and everything in between. You can learn more and read today's show notes at afreshstory.com.